The Great Divide by T. Davis Bunn. Copyright 2000 by T. Davis Bunn. Read by Buck Scherner. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
For Isabella, who gives meaning and joy both to the gift. The Great Divide. Prologue. The day in the world was gray as the sky, grim and hot and terrifying. There was no escaping how scared she was. Fear gripped her with the strength of an eternal desert. The fact that she was here, that she might actually succeed at what she had planned and schemed over for so long, meant nothing. Not now. Gloria turned to the next person scuttling toward the gates and spoke in a voice that she did not recognize as her own.
"There, ask this one. Wait, please don't run away."
Gloria wheeled on the cowering interpreter.
"Why aren't you asking him?"
The interpreter was a wizened man she had hired in Hong Kong. She had gone through an agency and paid twice what the same services would have cost on the street, but she had wanted a paper trail. If she was being watched, as she hoped, Gloria wanted to make sure they knew she was coming. The interpreter stared at her with angry defiance.
"They not talk with you. You need to be quicker. Catch them before they enter the compound."
She gripped the padded shoulder of his cheap jacket and spun him around.
"There, hurry, here comes another busload. Don't touch suit."
She released her hold.
"All we need is one person who works in Factory 101, just one."
He muttered an angry expletive, jerked his lapel straight, and stalked toward the disembarking throng. Gloria risked a single glance at the gates. Guards clustered by the gatehouse and eyed her sullenly, talking among themselves. But none made any move toward her. She turned back, anxious that her plans might fail, terrified.